If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Right now, Luke Lally's in the studio. Luke, what time did you get to the radio station today?
I rolled up about 11:30 today.
Everybody is going, Lisa, this beef, this is the best beef, the best beef. Everybody is roaring about what you brought in today. And you are the owner of Duke's?
Yeah. So Duke's Drive-In, we're in Mokena, 199th South LaGrange Road. We've been there for 3 years now. But the Duke's name and brand itself is turning 50 this year and originated in Bridgeview on 82nd in Harlem.
Ah, yeah, everybody said you had quite a story. Of course, you are in the brackets, the mom and pop beef brackets, and you're up against Babos, our winner last year. So what is the story? If the name has been around Bridgeview for 50 years, when did you become involved? I'm guessing 3 years ago, but how and why?
So, yeah, 3 years ago, it all started in 75. Duke Ziegler and Joan opened up. They bought what at the time was Bridgeview Drive-In. And, you know, he had a friend named Luke, ironically, and Luke's opened Luke's, and Duke opened Duke's, and they got their recipe from their Aunt Margie, who we still think is the actual inventor of the Italian beef sandwich. And it's the same recipe as it's been since the 1950s, and Duke ran it all the way until 99. And then our family's, one of our family's best friends, Bill and Susie Humphrey, it's Duke's daughter, they took it over in 99 and they ran until it closed. And then we're out in Mokena, we're in a Lenny's Gas and Wash. It's a beautiful market station eatery. And we had a space that came open. It just so happened I called my dad and I said, hey, man, I'm here working already. We should do something with this space. And he just happened to be with Bill Fishin that day, and it just kind of all worked out. He said, hey, you want to open up Duke's? I said, yeah, you got to come and teach me, though. And he showed me everything, and we're still doing everything the same way they did it 50 years ago. And, proud of the product and proud of the food and very thankful for WGN for putting on the little beef bracket they're doing. It does all of us small businesses so good.
Hey, Luke, he abandoned us, but when he does come back to Chicago, does Joe Brand get to eat for free at your spot? I know you know Joe pretty well. He grew up around Joe Brand.
Yeah, Joey grew up right across the street from me. We went to St. Gerald's from kindergarten through eighth grade and then hung out through high school and college at ISU. And Joey's one of our guys growing up. You know, you go to those small South Side Catholic schools. Yeah. That sticks forever.
Joey, that's so cute.
Joey, picture? That's what I thought too. You know, that's a neighborhood kid when you call him Joey. Still.
Well, I tell you what, Joey's going to travel with him because that's what we're calling him now.
Oh, he's probably going to hate me for that.
Do you have a picture of Joey up in your restaurant? I mean, not by where the checks bounce, that not there, but like well, by celebrities.
You know, he just started. He just got his big break here with Pittsburgh. So he's got to come in. We'll do the face shot, and then he'll have to sign it for us, and we're right. Going to put him up. We're still trying to get him back on the Cubs broadcast, so if you guys know anybody, let's get that going.
Hey, Luke, Luke, how do you order your beef? If we come in, are you dipping it? What's the pro move there for you?
So I like it just, order it regular with hot, but then I like to get a side of au jus, side of gravy, and then I like to dip it as I'm eating it. So you still kind of keep your hands clean, but then you're really getting all the flavor every single bite.
I got to speak up for the sausage too.
Oh yeah, we get our stuff straight from Russo, and they just have a great product. It's the same sausage for 50 years. It's fantastic. Char broiled, it's great.
What kind of beef do you use? What kind of beef when you're making Italian beef?
It's outside rounds, and you get them in like 25 to 40 pound butts, we call them, and you cut them open. We have a 40-gallon broiler, and you throw them all in there, and you sear them so they get the seal on both sides, and then you fill it up with water. You put the magic seasoning in there, and I can't go into any further detail about the recipe, or else I'd be in some big trouble.
Right. That's a 50-year-old recipe.
Oh yeah,
from Aunt Margie, who might be behind the whole beef craze. Well, Luke, congratulations on making it as far as you have so far. We wish you nothing but luck and. Everybody here is raving about your product today.
Well, you know, thank you guys. Everyone here has been so nice, man. Ernie and everybody I've met today, I'd come back and do this again without any other radio
anytime.
Stuff. It was awesome. Everyone here has been nice. And Michael, with the contest that you guys are doing, it really does help all the small businesses, not just mine, but everybody on that list. You know, we're getting phone calls. People are coming in that have never tried it before. It's a really great thing that you guys do for everybody.
By the way, I just texted Joey, and you might have some explaining to do.
I know I shouldn't have said that.
This is Joey Brand on the Pittsburgh Penguins Radio Network.
He shoots, he scores.
Have a great day, Luke.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, guys.
Someone said my dad, who was born in 1931, said they served Italian beef sandwiches at weddings when he was a kid. They've been around a very long time. Yes, they have. And that's what this city is known for. So to vote on those beef brackets, go to WGNRadio.com.